Hey guys, we're halfway through our month. It's February the 16th, and we're finding ourselves in Matthew 14 today.
You are going to read a pretty sick story of the death of John the Baptist and the events surrounding it. We learn about Herod giving in to some peer pressure because he had made a dumb promise, and you'll know what I mean if you're not familiar with that. But we see John the Baptist, John, Jesus's cousin, is beheaded. And we see in verse 12 that John the Baptist's disciples came and took his body and buried it. And then they went and told Jesus. So as we pick up verse 13, it says, when Jesus heard what had happened, when he heard his cousin, who had prepared the way for him, had died, he withdrew by boat privately to a solitary place. Do you understand what's going on here? Jesus is going away to mourn. Hearing of this, the crowds followed him on foot from the towns. When Jesus landed and saw a large crowd, he had compassion on them and healed their sick. Did you catch what just happened? Jesus is in a place where everything is dark for a moment when he hears of John's murder. And Jesus immediately went away to mourn and to be with God. But we see that the people were so needing Jesus that they were crowding all around him. He did not snap at them. He did not bite their heads off. He simply stopped. He had compassion on them and he healed their sick. Not only that, he goes on to feed 5,000 plus people at the same time. And then we see that he goes to be by himself. And that's where we'll pick it up tomorrow when we see Jesus walking on the water. But Jesus went to get away. I want to talk to you for just a minute about how Jesus handled the mourning. In our world, when people have difficult things happen to them and they experience loss, so many people turn to unhealthy habits, ungodly habits, in order to cover the pain. Some people just try to act like the pain's not there because, you know, we're taught to be tough, especially men, and we don't mourn. But God created us in such a way that mourning, it even says in the Beatitudes, blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. So how can we be comforted if we don't allow ourselves to mourn? I'm not just talking about mourning death. I'm talking about mourning loss. And sometimes that's mourning the loss of an ideal, a loss of how we thought it would be. Maybe it's loss of a relationship. Maybe it's loss of a marriage. Maybe it's loss of a job. But notice how Jesus reacted when he had lost. The first thing he wanted to do was to get away and to mourn. I want to encourage you that if you're in a place in your life where you haven't mourned a loss of something, that you allow yourself to spend time with God and allow God to bless you in that mourning. Our world doesn't really want us to do that. It wants us to go take chemicals or take activities into our lives that actually make it worse in our pain. How do you handle mourning? And how do you want to handle mourning? Think about that today as you read.